It was always cold. In my memory, childhood was always cold in the winter. I never seemed to have the right clothes. My coat was never warm enough. My shoes were never thick enough. And then we'd go home and the house wasn't heated like we have heated houses now. So you'd go home freezing cold, you'd stand in front of the fire and develop chilblains on your toes, because the worst thing you can do when you're really cold is stand in front of a fire. Mm. So winter walks for me, like Rob said, were not happy things as a child. Now as an adult, when I've got the right clothes and the right shoes and I can wrap up properly, much more pleasant.
And you walk a lot, don't you?
Well, I try to. I mean, I'm a bit hampered by physical, by joint problems as I've got older. So I can't walk long distances, but I try and walk every day, yeah.
Walk regularly.
Yeah. I think I said, I did a little recording for Jolene before, and at the start of 2020, I came across this project which said, walk 1,000 miles in 2020. And I thought, well, that's impossible. But actually, it's slightly less than 3 miles a day. And I thought, oh, I can do that. So it kind of spurred me on a bit, and I've kept on with that. So in 2020, I actually walked 1,400 miles over the year.
Yay!
Which is amazing.
That's great.
And this year, I'm on target again. But I mean, some days I can't walk, because various joints are letting me down, but I try and do it each day, because it's, as well as the physical discipline, it's a mental discipline, like Nori was saying. It just takes you out of your environment and gives you space.
That's been especially important, hasn't it, this last year?
Yeah,
like, to feel that freedom.
Yeah.